shades. My future's so bright. I want to talk to you over the next 4 weeks about our future as believers in Jesus Christ. Okay? That's what I want to talk about. Our future as believers in Jesus Christ. Today's message is called Getting It Down. Now, if you're from Carolina, you say stuff like get her done, get her down, get it going. So every message is going to be a getting it. Amen? Today is getting it down. Can you say that with me? Getting it down. See, I can talk to you about your future as a believer in Christ, but unless you get it down, it's not going to mean a whole lot. You're going to have to take and make some effort if you're going to experience the future that Christ has for you and that he has for me. And buddy, this message is for me. What happens when bad mess happens and stuff in your life? Is your future over? Is your life over? I don't think so. Amen? Say, God's still in heaven? Amen? World's still turning? Stars still hanging up there? Sun's still coming up? Is that the truth? Yes or no? So today's message is getting it down. You got to get some things down. I got to get it down. So let's go with the message this morning. As you see right there, you got the old car. Sun's coming up. Look at it. Back it up again, Raj. See that sun's coming up, the sunrise. And can you see yourself, your future? Back it up again. Can you see yourself? Oh, it might look like that right now. A little bit dark. But do you have a future? Can you have a bright future? That's what I'm talking about today. From the Bible, not some psychoscience or something up here today. You understand? What's the Word of God teach? Let's talk about it today. Getting it down is what I'm talking about. 1 Corinthians 2:9, incredible verses in the Bible, just a few to get us going. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. That sounds pretty encouraging, doesn't it? Say, keep looking. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end or to give you a bright future. Amen? That's God's will for my life. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your what? Own understanding. Because life can get pretty dim, dark. But in all your ways, what? Help me here. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Sounds like I've got a future. Y'all hearing me this morning? Are y'all all right? Say. Okay, let's keep learning. Let's go. Now, here's the deal. Many times in our lives, because of past sins, past hurts, past failures, past experiences, we don't think we have a future. Look at that. Past sins, past hurts, past failures, past experiences. I guess my life is over. Do this with me. If you're still breathing, your life ain't over. Are you hearing me? Listen, but we think like that. I don't have a future. I can only take that so long. Where, you know, I got to like grab me and go, you do. You know what I mean? Okay? I know there's pain in life. Trust me, I know what pain feels like. All right? But we don't think we have a future. And it's because of this. We can't say it with me. Get what? Boy, you got to do it louder than that. We can't get what? And you're going to have to get it down. You're going to have to get it down. That you can get past your past. Y'all hearing me this morning? That's what we're talking about today. Let's look at it. Proverbs says, where there is no vision, speaking of glasses, the people what? If you don't think you have a future, you won't. If you can't see the future, I ain't talking about some crystal ball crazy lady. Listen to me. I'm talking about if you can't see the future, then you're not going to have a future. And you know what? I can't wave a wand over you and make it happen. If I just get the Spirit of God, he'll come on. Listen, he's got to have something to work with. Amen? Without a vision, the people perish. You'll die. My future's bright. Can you imagine my own personal future being so bright I'd actually have to wear a shade? Wouldn't it be cool? I'd rather think that way, wouldn't you? Yes or no? That's what I'm talking about today. So today we're going to be getting it down. Let's keep rolling, Rod. It's what we got today. Let's look at it. There's a passage of Scripture I want to share with you. It's a great passage of Scripture. I got a couple of them today here in 1 Corinthians, also in Ephesians today, that will help you. I don't know if I'll get through it all. You can always go to the web and download all that you're going to see today and a whole lot more if we don't make it. We'll do our best. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11. Now, watch the Scripture. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators. These are really rough words up and through here. If I put the current stuff up there instead of my King James, you'd be like running out the door. Here we go. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. But watch what this next verse says. This is great. And such were some of you and me. But you're washed. You're sanctified. You're justified. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the living God. But I don't have no future. Are you kidding me? Say, listen. What's this for? Here's something I came up with just to try to help me, to help you. Listen, because of that Scripture, look at all them terrible things that we were. Are y'all hearing me today? All those terrible things that we were. Not to say we still don't struggle some. But listen. I've been washed. I have a chance to have a future that's incredible. Just because something bad happens, bad experience, failure, sins, what have you, I have the potential to have an incredible future. I've met several of you in this room. You think your life is over. You think the best of your life has been behind you. That's a sad way to live life. Are you hearing me today? Wouldn't it be great to get up in the morning and know this is the day the Lord has made? I'll rejoice and be glad in it. Wouldn't it be great? Say, you've got to get it down. Are y'all hearing me now? Hang in here. Let's get it down. What did this little passage teach? And I just wrote this up for us. Here it is. I am not what I was. I am not who I was. I am not whose I was, and I am not as I was. That's what that Scripture teaches. Yeah, come on, praise the Lord. All right? Now listen. We think this happens when we get saved. How many got saved and you all of a sudden just became perfect? It doesn't mean that you can't get to a place in your Christian life where things were going really good and you were clicking on all cylinders and maybe all hell broke loose. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, he hasn't changed. And your position in Christ hasn't changed. You have hope. And you do have a future. Okay? Why? Because same thing is true. Look at it. I'm not what I was. I'm not who I was. I'm not whose I was. And I'm not as I was. And this little passage of Scripture I just read to you, I broke it down and it taught me this. I'm not what I was. I'm changed. I'm not who I was. I'm clean because of the blood of Christ. I'm not whose I was. I'm chosen. Satan ain't my daddy. Alright? He used to be. He was my daddy. I did what he wanted me to do. I went the places he wanted me to go. I used the filthy talk that he wanted me to use. I lived my lifestyle in such a way that he wanted me to do. But let me tell you something right now. I'm chosen. I'm not whose I was anymore. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Okay, this is pretty powerful. I'm not as I was. I'm covered in the blood of Christ. But no, I can't make it. I don't have no hope. You a fool. Excuse me. You're crazy, man. You don't understand. Get it down. You hearing me? You all right, Elise? She's going to go home and she said, "You called everybody a fool, Dad." I'm really talking to me. Do y'all know that? Say. I'm just on. That man. Here we go. Come on. Oh, man. I'm not what I was. I am different. I know I am. I'm not who I was. I'm forgiven, man. I'm not whose I was. I'm accepted in the beloved, the Bible tells me. I'm not as I was. Did you know I'm righteous? Do you mess up, Clark? Do you do things wrong sometimes? Yes, I do. I say the wrong things. Sometimes I think the wrong things. I'm going to tell you something. I'm so glad what I say and what I think sometimes, that it does not mean I'm righteous or not in the eyes of God. I'm glad that He sees me righteous because I'm declared righteous because of His Son and what He's done in my life. You understand? I got to know this. I'm not what I was. I'm a new person. And you're not just a new creature in Christ when you become a Christian, when you get saved. You're a new person the rest of your life and for all eternity. Does it mean that bad things aren't going to happen? Does it mean there's not going to be failures and hurt? But the fact of the matter is you've got to remind yourself, I am that new creature in Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen? I'm not who I was. I have new potential that I never had before because of Jesus Christ in my life. I have an incredibly new potential in my life. I have new power. I'm not whose I was. I have a new power. Used to be Satan powered me. Now I have Christ who empowers me. And the Holy Spirit, the living God, lives inside of me. And I'm telling you what, friend, I can tell you. Holy Spirit didn't come so you could go crazy and act like a nut and run around the house and flop like a chicken. I'm sorry. I'll tell any of my charismatic friends this. Excuse me. Holy Spirit, the living God, came in your life so you could know that you're changed. You have a new power. You have a new potential inside of you. I'm with you. I will empower you. I will help you to get over that past hurt, those past failures, that past sins. I'll help you to break forward into a new future. To me, that's the Holy Spirit. Amen? It's incredible. You've got to get this down. And I have. I'm not as I was. I have a new purpose in my life. And it's not just at salvation when you become a Christian. You have this new purpose all the way to you see Jesus. Y'all listening this morning? Yeah, come on. That's good. It's good stuff. That's a lot of Bible. I mean, wow, that's a lot of stuff we just put up on that screen. Amen? Now, why all this? Why all that stuff I just put on the screen? Because I'm not what I was, I'm not who I was, I'm not whose I was, and I'm not as I was. Y'all going to sleep on me yet? Good. Hang in there. I'm getting it down. My future's so bright when I think right. How many sometimes you don't think right? And you find yourself going into that pit. That's not good. Especially when you've been able to get out of the pit a little bit and see the outside world again. Amen? Come on. Don't crawl back in there. Do I have a bright future? This is Gary Clark talking. Do I have a bright future? Do I have a bright future, or is my life over? I like that nod in that head going, no. Amen, it ain't over. Do I have a bright future? Or am I just going to get you folks to bury me in the ground, cover me with dirt, and attach a snorkel to my mouth? Is this the rest of my life? Say, that's what some people do. And that's a choice I was faced with. And I'm not going to do that. And I need somebody to come along, especially you fellas. Ladies, don't do this to me. It upset me. But fellas, you can come along. If you see me getting down, like, don't you take that 12-foot of shoe of yours and you kick me straight in the tail. Amen? Say, you have permission to do that. Now, if I haven't messed up, I'm gonna clock you. No, but I'm serious. Is that my existence, having septic breath the rest of my life? That's what that is. That's that old sewer thing that you see in Inglewood. They're all over the place. And that's true. When you lose your hope of a future, what you say really just becomes really stinky. Y'all hearing what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying you don't have hurt and pain and failures and you need to talk about it. Don't get me wrong. I have, and I've done it. But I have to make a conscious effort in my life right now. I'm going to tell you the truth. I have to make a conscious effort to not allow myself just to spend time as I talk to people and talking about my past and my hurt. Are y'all listening to what I'm saying today? And I'd be happy to poll you in this room and ask you, have I just been that way and spewing my guts and talking about the crap and all that? Septic, there it is. And I think you'd say, Pastor, no, you haven't. Amen? It's not because I'm this perfect holy guy. It's just that God's been helping me to look to the future. Y'all hearing what I'm saying today? I'm trying to help you and get me some help at the same time this morning. So, bottom line, am I going to do what I do? You can stick a snorkel like that? Or am I going to get right up and walk right out of this grave? Amen. Come on. That's what I want to do. Amen? Sometimes life will hit you and it'll knock you low, and you got a choice, man. You can do that, or you can get right up and walk right out of this grave. I like plan B, don't you? Amen. Let's look a little further. My future is so bright. I told you two passages of Scripture. There's one other one I saw right here, and I want to put it up. How are you going to get into your future? I hope I'm not boring you to tears here. How are you going to get into your future? Say those two words with me. Prove and what? One more time. Prove and press. If you're just waiting, maybe it'll just hit me one day. No. Prove and press. Here's what the Bible says. Prove. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your what? Your crazy head. Amen? That ye might what? Prove. What is that? Good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen? The word prove, Roger was sharing with me, he's a big gun guy. Don't mess with me. Gun guy's on the front row. Anyway. And guns have to be tested. And when a gun's fired, it makes unique marks inside of that barrel. And that way a weapon is proven. You understand? And you know what? You have to do that in your life. You have to make your mark. You have to prove this. You see what I'm saying? You have to prove what I'm telling you is true. And what God's Word is telling you, that if you will step into your future, listen, if you'll step into your future, you're going to make your mark on the future. And you're going to be able to walk in that path. And you're going to be able to fire. You understand where I'm coming from? But you've got to prove it. I can't shoot the gun for you, baby. Amen. Listening. Prove it. What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? God has a plan for your life. Because I'm not what I was and who I was and whose I was or as I was. I've got a future. But you've got to prove it. Number two, you've got to press toward it. Say that with me. You've got to press toward it. You see how this future stuff, it sounds like it's going to take some work, doesn't it? Say. But God has empowered you. He's readied you. He's equipped you. But you got to press now. Look what Paul said. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Say it with me. I what? Press, one more time, I what? Press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen? If you want a future, you want to see your future, you want to live your future, you're going to have to prove it. You're going to have to make your mark. You're going to have to step out. You're going to have to walk through that, what might seemingly be a tunnel right now. And you keep walking, and you're making that mark. You're going to come out on the other side like a firework. Amen? My daughter plays that song for me. I don't know how it goes, but it's a real positive song about, it's called Fireworks. How many knows that song? Cool song. When I was down a lot, she would play that for Pop. Amen? That can be you. But you've got to prove it, and you've got to then press toward it. Amen? You listening? I feel like I lost you. You okay? Finally, I want to share some things with you, and we're going to do this real fast. There's a great passage of Scripture to help you do this and to help me do this. It's in Ephesians. Look at you before Jesus Christ came into your life. Look at you. Look at you before he came into your life. Look at who you were. And this is what the Scripture teaches us. Watch it. Did you know before Jesus came into my life, I was dead? That's what the Bible says. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. I was dead. If you'd have told me I had a future when I was dead, I'd go, I'm dead. How can I have a future? Amen? But now that I'm alive in Christ, you tell me I've got a future, I go, well, I guess I can have one. You understand? I was dead. I did walk. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, that's Satan, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. That's the way I used to walk. But see, guess what? I have a future now because I don't walk that way no more. Amen? You see what I'm saying? I don't walk after him. I still struggle, but I have Christ in my life. I have a future. We all had our conversation, time passed, and the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind and by natures, I was a child of wrath. That's who I was. That's not who I am. Not because of Gary, but because of Christ now. Do you see the difference? Yes or no? Until you get away from just, you know, you can pull yourself up by your bootstraps as much as you can, and you're still going to be a failure. However, if you will tap into the power of God and what's happened in your life, and I know depression comes and struggle comes and hard times come, but if you can just get your mind and get it down, this is who I am, your future can be incredible. You okay? That's what I'm talking about. Verse 4. Say those two words with me up top. But, now say it loud like you like it. Here we come on. But God. Amen. I was all that. But God. Listen. But God, who's rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us. I have a future because God is rich in mercy. God has a loyal love and will never leave me. He has an undeserved kindness that he gives me that I do not deserve. That gives me hope. Amen? For his great love, I have a God kind of love that he has given me. He seeks my highest good. Does God want me to have a future? Somebody say yes or no. Yes! Does God want the best for my life? What do you think? Yes! Tap into that. That God love that he has for you. Even when we were dead in sins, he has quickened us together with Christ, for by grace, he's quickened us together. That word quickened means he's made us alive. If you'd have told me as a 16-year-old hellraiser, and my language was GD and F this, and that's the way I talked, and I just hated people, I was just ugly and mean, and it was awful. As a kid growing up in just a horrible situation, if you'd have told me that I would spend 30 years of my life preaching the gospel and sharing Christ with people and seeing lives change, I would have said, you are seriously smoking some junk. God quickened me. People have asked me, how can I keep going with my hard times I've been through? It's not me. He saved me. He called me. He's equipped me. He's quickened me. I still have flesh. I still struggle. However, the thing that keeps me going is that power of God that's inside of me. And it's not just in me. It's in you. You can really do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can make it. But you got to see yourself making it. Donna Christie, Alex's wife, gave me some of the best advice. She said, you've got to see yourself happy. You've got to see yourself making it. Isn't that great advice? Say. And it's not just personal, human advice. She meant that because of what God can do in your life. Isn't that incredible? My future is so bright. When I start to think, I'm going to have to wear shades. Amen. He's raised us up together. He's given us a new life, new power, new position, new values. We're flying through this. He's made us sit together in heavenly places. He's seated us together in heaven. We have been spiritually positioned in heaven. I don't understand it. Though I'm here on earth, God already has a spot for me with my name on it. I got to keep trucking, baby. Amen. Why did he do this for us? That he might show in the ages to come the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. The exceeding riches of his grace, the kindness of his mercy. God wants to show you that in your life. That we would know that by grace we're saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We're saved through faith. We have a future through faith. Keep looking to him. By grace we're saved through faith. It's not about us ever. It's not about our works. It's not about bragging. None of that. It's about God. I can do this because of him. Y'all hearing me? It's like a little Bible study stuff here. I'm throwing up on the screen for you. We're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I need to get this stuff down. Amen? That's what we're talking about today. Why did God do all this for me? That we would know that we're God's masterpiece. Can you say I'm God's masterpiece? Say that with me. I am God's masterpiece. One more time. I am God's masterpiece. I want you to say it one more time. I'm getting on your nerves. I am God's. Wow. What a difference that is. Instead of thinking, I'm going to say it, but I'm just crap. What a difference. I'm God's masterpiece. Some of the pain painted in my life, that's God taking junk and working it out and making something beautiful out of my life. Or it's God who does not love me. He does not care for me. I'm on my own. I reject that last view. You can have it. I accept he's working all things together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Amen? See? My future. Only God can do this. Keep going, Raj. Any good we can now do is because of him. This is his doing for his purpose for every believer. He wants you to see your future because it's going to give glory to him. Remember in time past, you were Gentiles in the flesh. You were called uncircumcision by that which is called circumcision. Some deep verses here made by hands that at that time you were without Christ. You were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. You were strangers from the covenants of promise. You had no hope. You were without God in this world. Listen, but now, look, we used to be this. Without Christ, without citizenship, without God's promises, we were without hope, we were without God. We had no meaning, we had no hope, we had no purpose, we had no direction in our life. But God came in. Amen? We have hope. But now I'm in Christ. Now in Christ Jesus, you were sometimes far off, but now you're made nigh by the blood of Christ. I'm brought near to God now through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's incredible. What does that mean to me? He's my peace. He has made both one. He's broken down the middle wall partition between us. It's incredible teaching. Keep going. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinance for to make himself of twain one new man, so making peace. The law is made inoperative now. I'm one new man. I am fresh and alive because of what Christ has done in my life. I know some deep teaching can be even a little bit boring. This is good stuff. That he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross. Why do I have a future? Somebody take a wild guess. Because of the what? Cross. I have a future because of what he did on that cross. And you might think, Clark, you believe that stuff? I believe with everything in me. And if you stay here long enough, if you don't believe it, you're either going to start believing or I'm going to make you sick. I believe in that old rugged cross, baby. Amen? I love that. He came and preached peace to you when you were far off, and of them that were nigh, he's the Prince of Peace. He can bring peace into your life. He can. You have a future, man. Come on. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Jesus gives us access to God. That means he introduced us to God the Father. You have access to your Heavenly Father. You can pray. Talk to him. You have a future. Fellow citizens, now therefore you're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of God, the household of God. I'm no longer a foreigner. I'm now one of the saints, and I'm part of the household of God. Do you see how you got to get this down in your mind? Say, I'm trying to run over you with a truck today is what I'm trying to do. You're like, wow, okay, stop. I know I got a future. Okay, but I ain't done. Hey, come on, I'm almost done. You're built upon the foundation of the apostles. Whoa, you mean I'm built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets? Yeah, and even Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. I don't have a future, but wait a minute. What they had and what the disciples and the apostles, they were built on Christ, and he's the cornerstone, but you don't think you can make it? You can make it. In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. In Jesus Christ, we all fit together. You have purpose. You have meaning. We're a holy temple of the Lord. Come on, get your head up. In whom you're also builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. God dwells in us by the what? Wow, that's incredible. I'm done. How you feeling? Woo. Here we go. My future's so bright, I got to wear shades. You know why? Say it with me. I'm not. Pop them up, Raj. I'm not what I was. I'm changed. I'm clean. I'm chosen. I'm covered. I'm different. I'm forgiven. I'm accepted. I'm righteous. I'm a new person. I have new potential. I have new power. I have new purpose. But I can't make it. You are crazy. You can do this thing. Amen? Get your head up. If we're going to talk about the future that you can have, we had to have this message first. You're not going to be able to step into the things that God has for you unless you know you have the capability and the power to do it. Amen? Say. So as we continue on for the next 3 weeks after this, we're going to see what future that we have from God's Word. Amen? Let's thank Him for His Word today. It's a lot of Word. I'm wore out. Gee. Anyway.